Legislative report from Representative McKay Erickson as we rotate between our local House reps on a weekly basis. And Representative Erickson, House District 21 out of Star Valley. Good morning, Representative. How are you today?
Hey, good morning, Star Valley. Hey, how are you doing?
Appreciate your time. As always, let's get right into this, Representative. I know that you had some visitors yesterday in the House chambers over a tax bill. Sounds like some law enforcement and firefighters were there, and Senate File 69, the 50% property tax cut measure. Give us some more details on this.
Yeah, well, it was sure neat to see, because that's the legislative process, that hearing from our constituents and being able to, really talk to them face to face about how this bill was going to affect them. And we had some local representatives here and looked them up, and we were able to visit with them and have a good talk with them about that. So we're hoping that we're headed things in a little more of the right direction for that, and are currently amending Senate File 69 so that it's a little easier to take and a little more of a soft landing from some of these cuts that the majority seems to be really pushing, which is that 50% cut in property tax, which would be great for people, but not for the services that those monies survive. So I'm very concerned about that.
So, the big issue right now is the backfill or no backfill, right?
It is. And that's what I said. Some of these amendments are coming through with the possibilities of backfill, but things are so fluid right now with this bill that I have a hard time being able to make a call on it, you know. And there's also one we found out about yesterday is one coming from Senator Barlow that has backfill with respect to the ballot amendment A that we voted in last fall, you know, that we can tax things a little bit different in different categories. And I'm kind of excited about that, because that would, you know, let us take the tax away from some of the salt of the earth properties there in the valley, and then, you know, maybe look a little different at second homes and that kind of thing as far as carrying some of the tax burden. So excited about that.
So, Representative, I think in short, a lot going on, but still a long way to go, right?
Oh yeah, here we are, 3 weeks remaining, and things are as fluid as you can imagine. And sometimes that's a really good thing. Like yesterday, we had a bill that was fire mitigation for co-ops and their liability, their fire liability, and we needed to protect those and really make sure that our co-ops didn't get wiped out in case there was a fire. And so that was a great experience for a freshman legislator, because I saw information come in, good debate, more information, more compromise, more coming together from both groups, and then we passed a very nice bill through the end of the House there, and I think it's going to do a lot of good to protect our electric rates and make sure that co-ops keep going and are able to get through this, especially these fire dangers. So that was exciting to see.
Representative McKay Erickson from House District 21 on the weekday wake up this morning with a legislative report. Representative, of course, you sit on the House Education Committee. There's been a number of communication bills that have been discussed this year. Any that you'd like to highlight?
Yeah, well, bottom line right now, Duke, we're working pretty hard to make sure that we stabilize a little bit of the initial attacks on public education is what we're spending a lot of time doing. You know, there were definitely some groups that come in and kind of had the attitude of wanting to burn down public education so that they could build up their private or charter or home school. And those are great. Those should be a parent option. But I just didn't like the idea and the attitude of well, let's burn down something that has served us for very well, and so that we can build ours up. And so hopefully we're stabilizing that a little bit. And that sure is good that many of the good folks in education are reaching out and providing great examples that help in the debate and help in staving those off a little bit. So that's been a lot of what we've been working on in committee this week.
Well, while we have you, any other specific pieces of legislation that you've seen you'd like to mention today?
Yeah, well, things are still moving along with the local bill that I co-sponsored with Senator Dan Dockster, that's also going to Chairman Andrew Byron. So the two that I have a lot to do with, and thank them very much for the help that they've given me. But this bill will have all three of us involved, and it has to do with Senate File 139, and it's the trapping regulations, and something that really needs to be put in our really crowded trailheads and different things like that, to where we can make sure that we don't have near as many conflicts between people and their animals versus the trapping prey that we're looking to catch in the first place. And I think it's a great bill that works out good for both sides. So that will be really busy this next week, I think.
Representative, is that bill related to the incident that happened a couple years ago where a dog was caught in a game trap?
Yeah, Jester's Legacy is what that one's about, and so that was fun to be able to carry that one and keep it going, because it is a big concern of my constituents, quite a group of my constituents actually, and so that's been good to be the representative on that.
Representative McKay Erickson, House District 21 in Star Valley. Appreciate your time this morning, and we'll touch base again soon.
All right. Tell everybody hello back there, and I'll keep up the good work.
Absolutely. Appreciate it. That's Representative McKay Erickson on the Weekday Wake Up.
Experience the adrenaline rush at the Afton Simplot Hill Climbs. Join us.